Good morning. You don't mind, we're going to stand right here today. When we listen to the first reading, often we come before God and say, God, what can you do for me? This is what I want you to do for me. I want you to bless me. I want you to take care of my family. I want you to give me strength. I want you to make sure I'm healthy, make sure da-da-da-da-da. But today, God turns everything around. He says, Abraham, I want you to do something for me. And you wonder if God said this to us, if he turned the tides on us in our prayer and says, listen, this is what I want you to do. And what he asks of Abraham, he asks him to give up his promise that God says he would make his offspring numerous, and this was the child of blessing. Would he give up his vision? Would he give up his hopes? Would he give up everything for the love of God? So he says, Abram, take your son, Isaac, your only one, whom you love, and offer him to me. And it reminded me of a thing I've talked about before, but I used to have it on my, I tweeted it this morning, but I used to have it on my wall. It says, sometimes I think I have fully surrendered, and then he asks me for something that I'm not willing to give up. But what is it in our lives that we're not willing to give up for God? And yet, when he asks that, that's the exact thing he asks us to give up. And it's sometimes little things, huh? Like, again, even this week, I was in L.A., and it was wonderful in L.A. I got off the plane, it was raining, I thought, it doesn't rain in L.A. And then the next day, 75 every day. Pure sun every day. I'm in bed every day with 103 temperature, gagging. I take these pills to get me through the talk at night, and I'd be literally like passing out in 6 days. And I'm thinking, Lord, this isn't very nice. But the reality is, there's no souls left in purgatory. Father Wright can stop saying his masses now. I got them all out. But the reality is that sometimes we again come before God and say, God, when I come to you, you're going to bless me and everything's going to be fine and I'm going to enjoy life and everything's going to be this perfect thing. And then we get Lent and then we get this story of Abraham. And he says, no, I want everything from you, everything. And so we got to sit there and say, okay, Lord, you prove that you love me by giving me everything. I need to prove that I love you by giving you everything. And so I got to think about those things I'm not willing to give up, the self-will, the little things that I say God has to do for me if I'm going to be his follower. I'm going to say, okay, Lord, here's what I do. And when you and I finally surrender that which we hold back, that's when we're finally free. And that's when we're finally blessed. You know, we've told the story 1,000 times, and if you go next door into the chapel, you see when you walk into the chapel and when you turn the lights on, that picture of Abraham and his son Isaac below him. And it says, you know, when he says that God says to Abraham, give up your son. And when Abraham goes to do it, God stops him and says, don't you dare. I know you'd hold nothing back from me. And then what does God do? As we've talked about before, Lent's about, God the Father looks at us and says, don't you give up your son to prove your love for me. I'll give up my son to prove my love for you. And so every time we come into a Catholic church, every time we look at a crucifix, that's God the Father saying, this is how I prove my love for you. I give up everything for you. And the only thing when he asks us to give up everything, when we're willing to do it, he gives it back to us and then blesses us 1,000 times more. The whole point is that the call of God is to trust him no matter what. Trust him. Do we ever think that when God asks us to give up our little things we hold on to, that we're going to lose that in generosity? Do we ever really think that we can ever be more generous than Almighty God? And the answer again and again and again is no, never, can't be done. So as we enter this Lent more deeply, and he proves his love for us by giving us Jesus, what am I willing to give up every day to prove my love for him? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. I believe in one God.